The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last week, our son Joel and I had the opportunity of working behind the scenes in a new movie Kirk Cameron is filming about the biblical roots of this nation. Dr. Paul Jaley of Plymouth Rock Foundation is portrayed as a friend who is introducing Kirk to the historical roots of America. Kirk asks him questions as they visit the different landmarks in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where the Pilgrims landed and began this nation. It promises to be a very moving story of a successful man in America who is telling his children what ideas made possible his success. In his narrative to his children, he will identify the Pilgrims' biblical thinking as the foundation on which all American success has been built. And while I don't know the exact wording of the script, I expect it will reveal that the biblical understanding the Pilgrims had of education, economy, and government is what grew America into the greatest nation in world history. The movie is already receiving national attention in that Kirk Cameron has been invited by Glenn Beck to speak to hundreds of pastors in the massive Washington rally and tell them about the movie named Monumental. While there in New England, we also met with a number of pastors and intercessors in different settings. I was greatly blessed by the sincere praying they are doing, and the Lord is obviously moving. There is much more unity than just a few years ago, which is evidenced by churches coming together for solemn assemblies, as well as other types of meetings. Not long ago, a conference led by Louis Giglio and Chris Tomlin drew hundreds of young adults. One new worship group I met has written some very powerful songs concerning the state of our nation, calling us to repentance. But the praying is the thing I was most impressed with. While most things in New England are very structured and limited to a certain time frame, some of the prayer meetings I attended were wonderfully free in their expression of praise and love to the Lord Jesus. They were really trying to listen to His voice as He led them out in what to pray about and how they should pray. This reality in prayer has always been the hallmark of revival, and this is what causes me to be encouraged that the Lord may be beginning revival in this land. The Lord has made us the wonderful promise, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." He's not looking for eloquent or fancy prayers, but rather the genuinely humble heart. He says, "When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking." The Lord is looking for honest, simple, sincere praying that is the expression of a genuine, humble heart. This is the prayer He answers. We say we believe God answers prayer. We admire those who pray. We buy books and listen to teaching concerning prayer. But the real question is, do I pray? Do I meet God alone daily? Do I rearrange my schedule so I can pray with others when they gather for a genuine prayer meeting, not a meeting where we take prayer requests for 20 minutes and then pray for two? If God does send revival to this falling nation, how will you relate the story of it to your grandchildren? Will you tell them about the great meetings where people prayed and repented? Or will you tell them about the great meetings where we prayed and repented? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Tours and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.